where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Welcome to you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins for the Mayors, and Bing's guests. Peggy Lee, a pretty girl.
True.
And Abe Burrows, a funny man.
True.
And now here's Bing Crosby, a carefree boy.
False. Next contestant, please.
Oh, Bing, you know that at heart you're really just a carefree boy.
At heart, yes, but the rest of me won't cooperate.
Think of all the men I know, you're one of the most active. You ride, you swim, you hunt, fish, golf.
That's me, Jack Armstrong, All-American Charlie Horse.
You're not too sag to sing.
I always manage to do that somehow. Besides, I have a very charming accomplice this evening.
Oh, you mean, of course, Peggy Lee?
The Chesterfield girl herself. Take a bow, Peggy.
Hi, fella.
Nice part on song
tonight. Oh, thank you.
Peggy, how about it? You ready?
I'm all set, thank
you. The rhythm airs are gliding alongside in their canoe, bringing along beads, carved coconuts, bits of coral, and a very stylish arrangement if I want to go. Where you go?
Oh, the natives are so charming in this quaint little isle of Philco.
Let's go, shall we? If we get mixed up, we'll segue right into Aloha on the steel guitar. John, let's do it.
I want to go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. North or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart. We'll build our little love nest.
I want to go where you go.
I want to do what you do.
Love when you love, then I'll be happy.
Well, it should have been adequate, Ken. There were seven of us in there punching on that thing.
That reminds me of a wonderful place for you to go. A place where you'll be very happy.
I know, Mr. Paley.
No.
I mean, where's that, Ken? Where's a good place to go, and what makes you so happy there?
Why, Bing, go to your Philco dealer. That's where.
Well, you're right, Ken. It'll sure make the Philco dealers happy, too.
It'll make you happy, too.
Well, it should. They've got very happy stuff there.
Those happy dealers have some very happy bargains, too.
Happy Chandler's listening. Hi. That also goes for Happy Felton, Happy Hooligan, and the Happiness Boy.
Bing, I want to tell you more about those Philco bargains.
That's what I like about Carpenter, folks. You see? He's always ready to talk. Yuck it up, boy.
Thanks, Bing. But money talks louder than words at our Philco dealers right now. And folks, save up to $25.65 is what it keeps saying. Now, that's real important money talk. Get this. For a limited time only, your Philco dealer will include at no extra charge up to $25.65 worth of long-playing records with your purchase of a two-speed Philco radio phonograph console. Now, talk about value. Man, you got a regular record library, up to 80 different selections, including 8 complete Crosby classics, all on non-breakable, long-playing records. And you don't pay a dime extra. Hear them on a Philco console at your dealer now. Nothing else in recorded music can match this combination for quality of tone. And any phonograph it gives you less is out of date like a horse and buggy. So get yours now at a happy saving of up to $25.65 while this offer lasts. It's Tops from Philco, the leader.
Miss Lee, would you join me in presenting for the first time on this radio program a song entitled So in Love?
Oh, I'd love to.
You got yourself a boy, Peg.
And you got yourself a girl.
At last.
Strange dear, but true dear, when I'm close to you dear, the stars fill the sky, so in love with you.
Without you, my arms fall about you. You know, darling, why so in love with you am I.
William Filka Radio Time pushed the piano to the middle of the music room and beckoned a lad named Burroughs to park his portly presence on the bench. The smiling young satirist was such a smash that we felt impelled to ask him back again. Thus, friends, here's radio's velvet foghorn, Abe Burroughs.
Hello. Hello, I'm Burroughs, like he said.
Abe, I see where right now you're appearing at the Radisson Hotel in Minneapolis. Then on Friday, you're opening at the Park Plaza in St. Louis. And at the same time, you're broadcasting here with me in Hollywood. What's the idea of all this scurrying about?
Well, Bing, I have found that when you sing like I do, you got to be a moving target.
I keep fairly mobile myself. Yeah. Hey, while we're on the subject, how about singing one of your typical type songs right now?
Well, Bing, here's a type song. It's kind of cute. It's a very common type song. One of those ballads where a guy is itemizing all the sentimental little things that went to make up his love for her. It's what you'd call a laundry list type song. Very sophisticated. Should be wearing sequins. Like this, I say.
This man divulges his sources, doesn't he?
You are gone and I am here. I am here and you are gone. Gone are you and here am I. Little things around the place I find that of you do me remind. The pile of dirty dishes and the garbage in the sink. The spot upon the carpet where your mother spilt her drink. The picture of your father that was taken in the clink. Tender little foolish memories. a marriage license that I thought would start a gay adventure. A baseball bat you used the time you thought I needed censure. The little satin jewel box where you kept your plastic denture. And a little foolish memory. Oh, we could have been such a happy pair, but something must have gone wrong. It started with the honeymoon trip. I still think I should have gone along. There's a pair of stockings drying on a shower curtain rack. A lovely negligee. You wore it like a potato sack. And the double lock I put on the door so that you can't get back. And a little foolish memory.
Very sentimental, Abe. I'm sure you must have written that after a frightfully human experience.
Yeah, it was pretty frightful, all right.
Abe, for years you were a radio writer. When did you first realize you could sing?
It was about 8 years ago, Bing. I was taking a bath, and suddenly I started to sing.
Was that the first time?
No, I've been taking baths for years.
I'll say one thing about your singing, Abe. You've got a powerful voice.
Say, thanks. It's really nothing that years of training couldn't do for you.
Yeah?
You see, Bing, you've got to be able to use your diaphragm and lungs. You must inhale enough air to force the notes out with power and authority.
Mm-hmm.
Inhaling air, that's the important thing. It's the same principle that's used by John Charles Thomas, Lawrence Melchior, and Hoover Vacuum Cleaner.
Next time I put on my blue serge suit, I want you to come over and sing the lint off it, will you?
I also do pressing, which we're doing right now.
Yes, we agreed.
Well, as long as singing is our bent, we're pressing
again.
Why don't we do an operetta?
You got one on you?
Yeah, certainly. I got a very romantic type operetta here, but I'll need you and Peggy Lee to help me.
Oh, you don't need us, Abe.
Peggy, where'd you come from?
We flew her in just for that one line.
What a program. They spare no expense.
Until we pay you.
Well, anyway, I need you and Peg to help me with this operetta, Bing. If I sing it alone, I may lose faith.
I wouldn't let an opportunity like that get by.
I'm pressing my face. You'll really love this, Bing. It's my masterwork. It's a romantic, mythical kingdom type operetta.
Oh, yeah.
You know the kind.
Oh, yeah, like the Prince of Pilsen or the Student Prince.
The Count of Luxembourg, the Queen of Hearts.
Jack of Diamonds.
Six of Clubs.
Jen.
Yeah. No, I'm serious about this, Bing. It's a very beautiful, mythical kingdom-type operetta. You know these things. They're almost always about love among the nobility.
Oh, yes, I know them well. The handsome young prince who becomes enamored of the poor but well-built goose girl.
Precisely. But you see, it's one of those things, you know, where he can't marry her because he has inherited the rare ailment that runs in his royal family.
What's the ailment?
Holes in the head.
Oh.
Anyway, this operetta of mine is called The Duke of Dittendorten. Dilly Dilly. Now, Duke of Dittendorten is the story of Rudolf von und zu Mittelchuck, fourth Duke of Dittendorten.
Duke of Dittendorten. Who plays the role of the Duke, Dilly Dilly?
You. I will play the part of your old counselor, Heinrich Heffelflugel.
Yeah.
Who is affectionately known as Schmozy. Anyway, as the curtain goes up, we find you, the Duke of Dittendorten, sitting in your palace, munching on a piece of pumpernickel. That's the national bread of Dittendorten. And your old counselor, that's me, comes in.
What do you say?
I have come to see you, your serene supreme highness.
Well, what about Schmozy, my faithful old counselor, good and bald in my service?
Well, I'll tell you your SSH. It's about the people. They are clamoring for bread.
Bread, eh? I have it. Let them eat cake.
Listen, you say let them eat cake. Don't you understand? The people are sick of cake. Here in Dittendorten, they love pumpernickel.
Dittendortenites love pumpernickel.
True, true. Dittendortenites love their pumpernickel.
Dream days and nights of pumpernickel.
turn nickel. When they eat cake, they don't feel fed. Don't want whole wheat or shortening in bread. So they be race. Bagels they hate. In different dark, they love their pumpernickel.
Ah, Smosey, it's strange. Here I am, the Duke of Dittendorf, and I have power, wealth, my people are starving, and yet I feel dissatisfied.
Maybe it is a wife, perhaps, you should have.
A wife?
Yes, you know, one of those round, soft things.
This is better than pumpernickel.
Now, what do you say about plighting your troth to our neighbor, the Duchess of Dorton-Ditton?
What? You expect me, Rudolph, Duke of Ditton-Dorton, to marry the Duchess of Dorton-Ditton down there?
But, Your Highness, it's a rich country there. They have the world's largest booze mine.
Booze?
Booze. B-O-O-Z, booze.
What's booze?
It's very valuable. What does doesn't do, booze does. Isn't that wonderful? You're not listening.
I'm doing.
You are gazing out of yonder palace window with a faraway look in your pumpernickel.
It's no use, Smosey. My heart still belongs to someone else.
You mean you are still yearning for the girl you loved in your student days, but who you could never marry because she was a commoner?
Yes, I still love little Schnapsy. She was so schnappy.
We nobility cannot marry peasants.
Why not?
It'd kill the racket.
Well, I love little Schnapsy. May not a duke love? True, I'm a duke, but don't... I'm also a man.
Ridiculous. Listen to me.
You must have a royal wedding.
I don't want a royal wedding.
Royal wedding. Royal wedding. Royal wedding.
Flavor, smooth
food itself, more food, energies, and rich, fresh metal. Well, sir, now the stage darkens and we do a flash type back scene, you see. We flash back to the Duke's student days. We flash back to the Duke student days at the University of Humperdinck.
Oh, good old UH. Pronounced,
The young Duke and his friend Schmosey are talking in a tavern when a lovely barmaid approaches them. She is dressed in a lawn-made gown with a plunging neckline, a sequin-covered apron with a plunging hem, and carrying a gold plunger. This is the traditional uniform of the humble peasant. She speaks to the Duke.
Good afternoon, sir. May I help you?
Yes, Althea. Good afternoon. You're beautiful. You're lovely. What's your name?
I'm Schnapsy. What's your name?
I'm not permitted to say. I am incognito. Just call me Rudolph, Duke of Dittendorf. You know something? I feel so strange. I've never felt this way before.
Maybe it's the lousy beer we have here.
No, I think it's something else.
When a man is a man,
and a girl is a girl,
and a kiss on the lips is a kiss,
as long as I am me,
as long as thou art thee, it means that we are we.
Well, sir, they stand there gazing into each other's eyes, you see. Now we dim the stage again and come back to the present. We hurry for a finish now for the pace of the show and the safety of the actors, you see. Now, we find that a new situation has developed. The Duke of Dittendorf has decided to forget about poor little Schnapsy. And he has consented to finally meet the Duchess of Dorton-Ditton. Schmozy is about to bring her in, and he walks up and says to the Duke, "Your Serene Supreme Highness, may I present Her Highness, the Duchess of Dorton-Ditton?"
"Your Grace."
"But that voice, it can't be." "This is my surprise, Rudolph. I brought back your Schnapsy. She is now a duchess. You see, several years ago, Schnapsy went to America. Mm-hmm. She went on a program called Truth or Consequences. And one of the prizes was the kingdom of Dorton-Ditton."
"How wonderful. Schnapsy, we're together again, my beautiful. My sweet, we've found each other.
Now we can combine our two countries. We'll unite Ditton-Dorton and Dorton-Ditton into one country.
What do we call it?"
"Sherman Oaks."
"All happy days. Happy days.
Something.
It was something. What was it?
Huh? Nice lyric, I
think. Wait a minute. We ain't through with it yet. We haven't done the commercial.
The commercial?
Certainly. Are you kidding? Sure, Ken. You see, the national anthem of Ditton-Dorton is now a Philco-type commercial.
Right. And those of you in the audience who are vice presidents of the Philco Corporation will please rise and face Philadelphia. Attention, everyone. The new Ditton-Dorton national anthem.
Ditton-Dortonites love their Philco radios.
Dream days and nights of Philco radios.
Philco consoles and bargains galore.
Bargains, big bargains all over the store.
They're a sensation. Coast of the nation. In Ditton-Dorton, they love.
Very small, Steve. Good evening, Bing. The folks, you love this. Your Philco dealer is ready to romance you with real money right now. It's the most sensational radio phonograph value ever offered. Saves you up to $25.65 on the greatest combination in the history of recorded music. While this offer lasts, you get at absolutely no extra cost up to $25.65 worth of new long-playing records when you buy a two-speed Philco console. Now's your chance to set yourself up with a regular library of the world's finest phonograph records without spending one thin dime extra. You get up to 80 different selections, all on non-breakable long-playing records. And on a Philco console, you hear them with unmatched quality of tone and performance. Anything less is obsolete. So don't let this great offer get away from you. See your dealer now. Those dollars saved make it more than ever worthwhile to buy your new radio phonograph console from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
The title tune from the Disney picture, written by Ticker Freeman, Dinah Shore's vocal coach, arranger, and social advisor.
So dear to my heart, that September-y day, with the leaves turning brown and gold, when you were the dream I would hold, so dear to my heart, so dear to my heart, that December-y day, when we strolled down a snow-white lane, the kiss that we shared will remain so dear to my heart. And when it's springtime, fields are dressed with flowers. You're the sweetest flower in view. Oh, how I treasure all the happy hours and the dreams that I shared with you. They bloom in my heart, in a corner apart. Every sweet, tender memory. As long as I live, they will be so dear to my heart. In my heart, in a corner apart, while I tenderly hold the key. As long as I live, they will be so dear to my heart.
So as the melody and the merriment subside, at least on this little musical pyramid club, it's time to thank Peggy Lee, Abe Burrows, and Milton DeLugge, the concertmeister of the Dittendorten Brass Band, for being with us. Yep.
Well, thanks for inviting us, Bing.
Who's going to be with you next week?
Oh, next week, a smashing show with an all-star cast.
An all-star cast? What does that mean?
That means we ain't got anybody booked yet. Well, nobody told me.
I figured that. Well, if you ain't got nobody, what about me?
Well, you'll be back soon, eh? But we'll have to give the microphone a chance to recover a little, don't you think?
Well, Bing, I guess we'll just have to listen and see who's with you.
I might have to do the same thing.
Good night, Peggy.
Good night, Bing.
Au revoir, Bing.
Au revoir. Hey, au revoir. Good night, folks, and thank you.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Connins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, whoever they may be. Don't miss them. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.